Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly roundup of industry news this Saturday, August 9th, 2025. On our agenda today, some significant updates from the insurance sector that aim to shape policy, reform taxes, and eliminate fraud. Leading off, a case from Victoria in which the court recently gave a nod to a $34 million settlement concerning add-on insurance products. The issue in focus involved the reputed firm, Suncorp, and revolved around alleged unlawful sales practices. Despite Suncorp denying the accusations, they chose to settle earlier this year, avoiding a drawn-out legal wrangle in order to offer quicker financial relief to their clientele. As a result of this, the class action plaintiffs led by Maurice Blackburn have ultimately emerged successful. Next up, a new study surfaces from Victoria University, shedding light on insurance and stamp duties in Australia. Researchers Jason Nassios and James Gisecki have laid bare the numbers, demonstrating that these taxes impose significant economic loss. For every dollar raised, there's almost 40 cents lost. Quite disconcertingly, their findings reveal a stark contrast against personal income tax and GST, which demonstrate greater economic efficiency. The repercussions of these insights might be tremendous. As our nation's economic think tank gathers in Canberra in the coming weeks, tax reform discussions could see a shift towards overhauling these taxing regimes. In another noteworthy news, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has backed a business in an insurance dispute against QBE relating to machinery damage. The case centered on a glass robot crash and exemplified sophisticated machinery operations. QBE initially declined the claim, citing off-center lifting and high boom settings. However, AFCK's examination raised questions about the solidness of these conclusions, prompting insurers nationwide to rethink methodologies used during claim assessments. Last but certainly not least on our docket, congratulations are in order for Brisbane-based IVA Claims for coming out on top in the Beyond the Buzzwords pitch competition with their pioneering fraud detection technology. Emphasizing the shortcomings of current systems, they introduced an innovative tool capable of detecting duplicate documents and helping insurers recognize fraud signs early. With their successful model, IVAA has successfully prevented $2 million in fraudulent claims, refreshingly signaling large strides against insurance fraud. Unfolding developments like these highlight the constant evolution and various challenges within Australia's insurance sector, promising to stimulate much-needed conversation and action in the immediate future. Stay updated with all of these and more right here on financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori, signing off. Have a great weekend, Australia.